Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Packers, Lions tonight. We continue to preview this game all day long. Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, is joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. So after we have trashed the Lions for an entire show, now we're going to find out what's good about them. Dan, thanks for a couple minutes. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
You know, obviously there's going to be a tension on Aaron Jones, the Packer running back who exploded last week against Dallas. But I think if Detroit really wants to win this game, they're going to have to somehow neutralize Aaron Rodgers, if that's possible, because it all comes to Rodgers for the Packers anyway. No matter who else executes it, it comes down to Rodgers making plays, and he's the biggest part of this game tonight.
Yeah, I think that's always the case when you play Green Bay, but I do think it is important that the Lions find a way to slow down the running game of Green Bay. The Lions were really good stopping the run for about the last 10 games last year after Snacks Harrison arrived in Detroit. To start this year, they have not been particularly good at that. And I think that, you know, to me in many ways, that is where it starts, because if you give Aaron Rodgers a healthy running game, then what have you taken away from him? He's got everything working and you're back on your heels the entire game. So if they can kind of get back to doing what they did last year, and I still think they've had some guys playing their way into shape that are important to that cause early in the year, then that allows you to kind of set your sights on Rodgers and figure some things out. But I do believe it's imperative to just try to take something away from him, because if everything's clicking, can become a very long night dealing with him.
I think Snacks might be the greatest nickname ever. But is that a nickname where you could, Dan, call him Snacks to his face?
Yeah, he doesn't mind that. You know, he's kind of a quiet guy and kind of keeps to himself anyway, but, you know, he'll certainly answer to that. And, you know, if you did it once and you found out he didn't like it, you wouldn't do it twice.
Yeah.
He's a big dude, man. So, but it's, yeah, that's an all-time nickname right there. And he has fun with it. If you look at his Twitter account, he was doing a Snacks bracket this past, off-season in the training camp where he was deciding the best snack ever and had everybody voting on it. So he has some fun with it.
Monetize everything. That's the key to life.
I mean, he's 6'3", 353 pounds. Somebody asked me a couple of weeks ago. They said, why do they call him Snacks? I said, what else the hell you gonna call him?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably an asterisk next to that as well, an estimated weight. He's a big man, I don't know really what the exact weight is, but I will say this: this defense changed considerably last year when he arrived, but they've not kind of found that stride again yet this year. Teams have run the ball pretty successfully on them, and they got to figure out a way to stop that, because that really was something they leaned on heavily last year.
Granted, as we talked to Dan Miller, voice of the Lions here, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan, Packers Lions tonight. Granted, our pool of people to survey is limited to primarily Packer fans, but we're getting a lot of predictions. I think people expect this game to be close tonight. If the Lions won, I don't know if we'd be upset, but I don't know if we'd be shocked. This Lions team, from where we're at, they're 2-1-1. They had the game against the Cardinals, so they're looking better. They almost beat the Chiefs. They beat the Chargers. They beat the Eagles. We're just not really sure what to make of this team yet, because I think sometimes we've seen these Lions teams be good, but the Lions, almost because of their history, have to continue to prove that if this team is different, if they are good, they have to go kind of against history and prove it over and over. So the question I'll ask you is, from what we know now, is this Lions team, are they good? Are they for real at this point?
Everything you just said is spot on. And it's, you know, I've lived that, the ups, the downs, the believing in a team, and then all of a sudden it kind of crashes. But look, I thought coming into this season, just looking at that roster, that this was going to be a good team. I really felt like they had upgraded that and they were in good shape. I didn't see any huge holes for this team, which you had seen in the past. But then it comes down to, can you do it? And can you go out on the field and play to that roster? I didn't understand some of the national guys. I mean, we kept hearing from national people that the Lions were, you know, 28th in the power rankings and going to go 4-12 or 5-11, and I just didn't see that. And it makes you wonder, are you too close to it? Are you too biased? But I think this is a good team. But to everything you just said, you have to go out and prove it. And I've said this to people. In the past, it was always, you would talk about the Lions, and you would say, well, can they? Can they do this? Can they do this? I know they can. I know the talent on this team is capable. I think it goes from can to will for this team. Will they play up to their potential? Because if they do, I think they're going to be right there in December, and I think they're going to be battling for a playoff spot or possibly a division title, depending upon how this thing breaks. But I like this team. I think it's more balanced. I think Daryl Bevel has added something as an offensive coordinator that has freed Matthew Stafford up a little bit. We are really, really early in the season, and yeah, they did let one get away with an 18-point lead in Arizona in the fourth quarter, ended up in a tie. But I like this team, but I also know this. This division is brutal, and I don't think there's a whole lot of difference between any of these four teams. There may be a difference in the way they do it, but I think all these teams, nobody should be shocked if any one of these four teams, in my opinion, ends up sitting on top of this thing at the end of December.
Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, joining us, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan as we preview Packers-Lions all day long here on 105.7 FM, the Fan, AM 1250. We were talking last week a lot about John Stafford. We were talking a lot about him because I think that he's the second best quarterback in the division. I put him in a case where we haven't, because of the kind of teams he's been on, do we really know how good he could have been? If you would put him, if you want to play hypothetical for a second, Dan, if we put him, if he was a Patriot and he was there for all of the Bill Belichick runs, I don't think the Patriots lose that much if they have a guy like Matt Stafford there. I think that because of how bad the Lions have been, he's going to go and have this career sort of maybe a little underrated, and we're never really going to know how good of a quarterback that he is.
Yeah, and that's been disappointing. It's hard to project. Look, I think if anything has been discovered about Matthew Stafford here in Detroit, it is that he's probably not somebody you regard up there with a Brady or a Rodgers or a Breeze, guys that can just do it and will themselves regardless of what's missing on the team and find a way to help your guys win. I think credit to Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia when they came in here and started looking at things and figuring out and studying the past, they figured, you know what, you need to really support this guy. You need to give him a running game. They've been better than 23rd in the league in rushing one time in Matthew Stafford's career. And that's not because they weren't throwing the ball, they weren't running the ball. It's because they couldn't run the ball. But he's not somebody that just lifts you up and overcomes all those things. He's not in that class. But I think he's in that next group right there. That if you are able to support him and give him what he needs to win, I think he can absolutely win. And look, he's about to go over 40,000 yards faster than any quarterback in the history of the game, and he's going to have a lot of marks like that. But the thing that's missing on his resume is winning. And I think that this offense, I think, is really well-tailored to him. They changed the offensive coordinators. I think Jim Bob Cooter did some great things for him, kind of took Matthew Stafford off the high wire, took away some of the interceptions and head-scratching throws. But I think he also reined him in too much. I think Daryl Bevel has come in, added a running game, or at least wants to add a running game, hasn't been particularly consistent, and then wants Matthew to continue to take shots downfield, which we hadn't seen for the past couple of years. So it's a long way of saying, I think he's a really good quarterback. The story has not been written yet, and he's got a lot of things left to prove. And if he can prove some of those things, then he'll be moved up into being regarded as some of those other quarterbacks are. But I credit Quinn and I credit Patricia in that they have really done a deep dive on what he's capable of and what he needs to win. And I think that's the shape of this roster and what they've tried to do and just do everything they can to give him what he needs to win. Because I believe he can win with them, but the situation's got to be right.
And Stafford caught a bad break with Calvin Johnson retired early. And you're right, wins, unfortunately, for some of these guys, it defines a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You got to have that signature win. You got to win division titles. You got to win playoff games. And the fact that he hasn't done either of those yet, that's the knock on him. And until he starts winning those type of games, and it's not entirely his fault, but until he does, maybe he won't get the credit.
No question. You could throw all those numbers up there, and there will be, you know, in the next year, numbers that will put Matthew Stafford above a ton of Hall of Fame quarterbacks in terms of accumulated yardage and the quickness in which he's done it and things like that. But if you don't win, you know, you're Dominique Wilkins, for a lack of a better way of putting it. You have to win. You may be considered a great player in terms of putting up numbers, but quarterbacks are judged on what they do in the postseason. And I think he's absolutely good enough to be one of those guys, but I also think that he needs the support, and I think that this is probably one of the better, if not the best, supporting casts he's had. They had a very good one in 2014 with a terrific defense. The offense just wasn't ready for prime time that year. That was probably the other year that I would say sticks out to me, where they had a historically good defense against the run, but the offense just couldn't score enough, and that was probably a good shot that they had. We'll see how this one develops, guys. There's a lot that I like about this team, and I think a lot of possibilities out there for them. But to what you said earlier in the show, it is a franchise that hasn't always taken advantage and hasn't taken advantage of those situations for a long time. You've got one now. This is a big opportunity tonight. Let's see what happens out there.
Dan Miller will be on the call tonight for the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Dan, we always appreciate catching up with you. Enjoy Lambeau, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We always do. Great trip.
Dan Miller joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Ran into a guy from Kewaskum yesterday, a listener from Kewaskum. And he asked me, Chuck, what's the name of that website that for Blue Chew? BlueChew.com it is. I hope he's listening out there, because he said he's a loyal listener. He listens to us on the way.
Do they have internet in Kewaskum?
They have running water. They got that in 1986.
Okay.
I think they're on 1G.
Okay.
1G. But
they still have to put in a CD?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah, but enough to get us. BlueChew.com. Player, this could help you out, man. If this is if you're asking me to help you out, I'm going to help you out. BlueChew.com, offering men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Yeah, you can go longer with that lady in Kewaskum, maybe go a few extra rounds. It'll help not only if you live in Kewaskum or you live in Campbellsport or you live in Menomonee Falls, Germantown, West Dallas, anywhere. BlueChew.com is delivering for you guys. And I'm here to tell you, chewables from Blue Chew can be taken on a full or an empty stomach, and they have the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And also, too, it's not like you got to go to the doctor for this. You don't have to go to the doctor. You get online. You go to BlueChew.com. You get online with an affiliated physician. They'll ask you a couple of questions, and if you qualify, things check out, you can prescribe quickly online. So you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to have those awkward conversations. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. These ingredients will ship right to your door directly in discreet packaging, so all is good. Chewables from BlueChew.com, prescribed online by a doctor right here in the great United States of America. So, if you have a little issue in the bedroom, guys, you need some performance enhancement, Blue Chew is here, man. These chewables, again, same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And better yet, this deal, guys, for you, BlueChew.com, your first order, free. When you use the promo code Chuck, you pay the $5 in shipping, and that's it. That's Blue Chew, BlueChew.com, promo code Chuck. You pay the $5 in shipping, and that is it, man. What a great way to turn around your relationship. Chew it and do it with Blue Chew.
The Packers-Lions tonight should be interesting, as we talked with Dan Miller, voice of the Lions. When we take a look at the opponent, that's always brought to you by our friends at Coach's Pub and Grill. South 13th, they've got the Southside's best wings, 12 awesome sauces to choose from, $6.95 for 10 wings Mondays, which is today, and Saturdays. Check out the specials during the game as well. Now open as well, Coach's on Lake Dunoon, Coach's Pub and Grill, South 13th. We're spending all this time talking about how our team from Wisconsin is going to do against their team from Michigan. This should actually probably be a blowout tonight, because the proof is in the numbers, and we'll explain that coming up next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.